This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We may have to go ER for our next guests and put our wings on in pursuit of happiness. Let's call the Dragons of New York, Dharma and Greg, the partners, Nikki and Nora, and maybe turn on some brotherly love for 2.5 men. Doesn't matter if you're married with children, turn Herman's head with love lies and lullabies because we have a calendar girl coming up on Rise Up. It's going to be Love and War with Murphy Brown. Please welcome Liz Vessey. Hello.
That was literally the most impressive thing I've ever heard in my entire life. I could listen to the accent all day, but I've never heard anybody work in everything on my resume in one sentence. That was very impressive. Form a full sentence that way. Now I'm going to try and do it in daily conversation.
Try that. It's quite fun. People may look at you weirdly, but, you know, you get creative points.
They look at me weirdly anyway.
I've got to say, Liz, I was quite excited when I was going through your resume and found out exactly, I tied some ends up. The fact that you were Lou on Brotherly Love, I used to watch you every day when I came back from school.
You know, the thing I find the funniest now with the benefit of hindsight is that I was in half shirts all the time because I was playing a mechanic. And I think, what could possibly be a dumber thing for a mechanic to wear than a half shirt while she's leaning over and doing bunches of work on the cars, what with the oil and whatnot. So I look at that now, and the long hair hanging down that could easily get caught in car parts. It was a fun fantasy. Yeah, that was a fun show, actually, working with the Lawrence brothers. I tell a story to my friends. It was definitely an ego check because we would shoot in front of a live studio audience, and invariably it was 98% female, and they were there to see Joey or Matt.
Yeah.
Andy was too young for people to scream for him yet because I think he was 8. so we would come out, and they would do introductions, and we would all come out for our little pre-show bow, and you would hear, Joey, 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 Matt, 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 Andy, Andy. And then I'd come out, and there'd be one lone guy who would go, Lou, which was my character's name. I would have, like, one fan, and it used to crack me up. I thought, this is a very important lesson in ego.
Wow.
I'd never worked with heartthrobs before.
Well, I was going to say, you've got quite a impressive resume. You know, you've worked on Murder, She Wrote, ER. You've also worked on, you know, 2.5 Men. So it's quite an impressive resume there. What would you say out of all the 400 films that you've, or TV series that you've done, what would be your favorite?
Well, I have an answer just because it affected my real life the most. But I did a movie with Tommy Lee Jones called Man of the House in 2003. And I got on set and I met the cameraman. And 3 months later, we were engaged. And 3 months after that, we were married. So,
wow.
I have to say that one just because, you know, I got the best thing I could possibly get out of it. So that was pretty fantastic. But a close second, artistically, would be Maximum Bob. It was a show that was only on for 6 episodes, and it was me with Beau Bridges, and it was based on an Elmore Leonard novel, and I got to play a lawyer, and he was a judge, and it was,
wow,
it was a really quirky, weird, wonderful show. Barry Sonnenfeld, who did Men in Black, directed the pilot and produced it, and this is back in the late 90s, and it will probably be the pinnacle of my favorite television experiences. It was so beautifully written. I was proud to be a part of it.
You do seem to be quite the television queen, and you've moved on to a project that we're all excited about at the moment called Nikki and Nora. How do you feel about taking on this sort of character?
You know, a couple of things. I first of all, I love The Fosters. The Fosters is a show on ABC Family, and they have a lesbian couple in the lead, and I think it's terrific, you know? I mean, I said this to Nancy Lee. The honest answer, and this isn't, it isn't a funny answer, it's actually more of a political answer. I honestly felt like when people started watching our pilot on YouTube, the pilot that we shot in 2004, people were watching it. A lot of people were watching it. And I thought, okay, that's about 15% flattering and 85% heartbreaking, simply because when people aren't seeing themselves or versions of themselves on TV, if they have to search hard enough that they have to look for an old pilot on YouTube to look for a lesbian couple in the lead, something's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and so I honestly feel like the way that I look at the world, the way Nancy Lee looks at the world, and Christina, I mean, it feels good to put a couple like this front and center. And furthermore, a couple that isn't defined by their love life, by their sexuality. They're defined by their jobs, and they happen to be in a loving relationship. It happens to be with another woman. I think it's beautifully written, and I think it's important to put that kind of thing out there.
Have you kissed a girl and liked it?
Yes, I kissed a girl, I liked it, and I got paid for it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.